breaking news on KYW News Radio.
Three things to know about what's happening in Israel at 2:15. Sponsored by Oliver Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical. Iran today launching missile strikes on Israel in response to Israel's attack on Hezbollah headquarters in London. At least 150 missiles reportedly fired. No casualties, very few injuries being reported, according to Israel. And their military says further threat from an Iranian strike is over for now. And Israelis have been given the all clear. I'm Michelle Durham. Dan Micah at the editor's desk, along with Winston Harris and Greg Glenn. And joining us live from Israel is ABC's Jordana Miller in Jerusalem. Jordana, first, I just want to check to make sure you are all right and in a safe place.
I am. I have to say it was a very nerve-wracking experience. I, of course, have lived here for many years, and I've run to my safe room dozens of times, but only for 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Maybe I hear one boom or two or three. I was in the safe room with my two little children and the nanny for over 50 minutes, nearly an hour. And it was waves and waves of sirens, followed by, the sound of loud explosions, which as it turns out, were interceptions. It's actually, it is. I won't say miraculous because the pilots, both the Israeli and American pilots, have been, highly trained and they're extremely talented, and they were able to shoot down almost all of these. About the number we think, and we don't have a final number, somewhere around 200 ballistic missiles. And the Israeli public is, they're used to not only, the war of the last year, but in general, when it comes to national emergencies, Israelis listen, and people were, staying tight and indoors and by their safe rooms and went in there. And there were just there's a few reported injuries, and that's it at this point, which is pretty, it's great news after a trying night.
It is the best news that we can hear, and we're glad you and your family are safe. I'm just wondering about the Iron Dome in this situation. Much has been talked about over the years about the Iron Dome in terms of some of the interceptions you may have heard.
Right. So I think it's important to note that the Iron Dome is one of a very sophisticated, multi-layered air defense system that Israel has. So the ballistic missiles that were shot down tonight were not necessarily just shot down by the Iron Dome. They were shot down by the Arrow 2, the Arrow 3, what's called Israel's David Sling. Those are very sophisticated systems that shoot down missiles sometimes before they even, get to Israeli airspace. The Iron Dome was part of it, but not everything. It worked in tandem with others and with, of course, the United States, which also used Arrow systems. Those were jointly developed, the Arrow system that intercepts missiles, jointly developed by the U.S. and Israel.
So we're hearing now that the danger for now is over. Are you being advised anything else?
We're being advised we don't have to stay in our safe rooms anymore. And now, they don't anticipate another wave of attacks from Iran. And it looks like this part is over. But we may just be at the beginning of a tit for tat with, more strikes between Israel and Iran, because Israel is making it clear tonight that it is going to strike back and severely. When that Israeli reprisal strike comes, it's not clear, but I'll tell you from the last one, which was several days after the Iranian strike back in April, it appears the Israelis are not going to wait as long as they did last time. That's what we're gathering as we, watch the events here and listen to different people who are you know, also emerging from their safe rooms and talking about what's coming next.
ABC's Jordana Miller. Jordana, thank you so much. We wish for your continued safety and for that of your family. And we thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Talk soon.
All right. And thank you. And stay with KYW News Radio for continuing coverage.